Our guest here this half hour on WGRC is Cheryl Ricker, and the book is called A Friend in the Storm, and you can go to the website afriendinthestorm.com and find out a little bit more there, as she's joining us from Minnesota, and maybe someone right now is, you know, just struggling with their day. A lot of times there is sorrow and there's grief that maybe is connected to a relationship, but sometimes we just get stressed out with things that happen in life that we just don't factor in and we don't plan on it. And I hope you don't mind me saying this, but you shared with me right before we went on the air this morning, you've had a day that you didn't really anticipate as well, and that can be a challenge, can it?
I don't mind sharing about that. We're having water coming through our house right now. We just got a new roof, and so, and then one of your first commercials was about something ventilation. I was listening to it. I thought, oh, that's funny, because that's what we were just talking about. We have a ventilation problem, and so I do know about storms. We've had so many of them, as do so many people. It's just a part of life that we have these ups and downs, and they're never expected, and we always wonder, why now? It's never a good time for a storm, but and we just need to be assured that it's going to be okay, that, you know, it's God is watching out for our loved ones, and particularly that's something that I think people get burdened about. What about my unsaved loved ones, or my ones who are on the deathbed right now? And I really wanted to just assure them that God is knowing about what's going through your mind and your heart about them, and He's going to take care of them. He cares about them even more than you do. And so maybe this is a good time to share a poem where He's singing over us.
Well, how about let's take a break here. Yeah, let's take a break here, and when we come back from the break, we'll start with that poem. As I'm anxious to hear it, but I want to make sure we get this this break in, and we'll come back with that next. Okay?
You bet.
All right, Cheryl Ricker, our guest. We'll come back with that poem and more words of encouragement for your Wednesday morning, right here on WGRC.
The Listener's Choice Top 20 of 2010. Tom. The Matter at Hand on WGRC.
Don Castelline along with you here today on the Matter at Hand program, and a real delight to be chatting with Cheryl Ricker, who is joining us from Minnesota and dealing with some water issues and a leaky roof there, but we wish you well and certainly keep you in your in our prayers as well as you deal with some of the hassle of that right before Christmas time. But as you mentioned, just seeing opportunities and things all around us, maybe even an opportunity just to interact with the contractor and lend a word of encouragement there. And you mentioned about having a special poem just to share with us here, and I opened up the book and actually found it immediately. I think you said it was titled You, correct?
Yeah.
And you build this off of Zephaniah 3:17. If you don't mind, we'll just start with the scripture reference there, and then you can share this this particular poem with us.
Okay. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing. You are forever on my mind, and in your presence I rejoice. Singing out your name with angels, all your sweetness fills my voice. Keeping loved ones in my keeping, I embrace a constant calm. Whole and holy I will hold you ever after in my palm.
That's it's a beautiful message there. And, you know, sometimes we can string words together and the words can sound nice and it can have a very fluffy meaning. Yours, and one of the things I love, you mentioned about being centered on truth. There is such truth in just eight lines that you have right there about how we are being held by the one who has made us.
Actually, one of my opening quotes is one about truth. It's by Charles Spurgeon. It says, "When filled with holy truth, the mind rests." And that sort of reminds people, yes, you need to fill yourself with that and find that rest. And not all of my poems are sweet, because Christ invites us to throw all of our anger upon Him and everything, and then He patiently receives that. And one of the questions that we asked, I mentioned earlier, was why. So here's a poem, if you would like, where we're asking God why. Would you like to hear that?
Please, absolutely.
Why would a God who loves so strong allow this blow of senseless wrong, enwrap me in this shock of pain that tries to snuff what's kept me sane? With failing strength I'm struck down low, so where's this peace supposed to flow? Inside this hole where dreaming dies, beneath bare groans and screaming cries? I really wanted the readers to know that God understands how they feel. And, you know, there's five stages of grief that we go through, and one of them is anger. Mm-hmm. And so, just like David in the Psalms, we turn to the Psalms for healing and comfort during tough times. These poems reflect the heart of someone, so it compels them to want to read that to feel understood by the Lord, because if they know someone understands them, they're more likely to listen to what he has to say.
I'm glad you mentioned about David there, because that was a thought I had as well about just the range of emotions. And David was so honest with God about where he was. And, you know, he was certainly a flawed individual, but he was a man after God's own heart. And he poured it out in honesty. And as you mentioned, asking those questions that in the scripture that you connect with that last poem you just read is Psalm 142, verse 2, where it says, I pour out my complaint before him I tell my trouble. You know, sometimes our instinct is just to suppress that as though God doesn't already know.
That's right. We're kind of silly to do that, but we do sometimes forget he knows everything, and we might as well healing to our souls to tell it to him and let him to minister to us his love.
As we are just, again, have a few moments remaining here, Cheryl Ricker is our guest, and you can go to afriendinthestorm.com and find a little bit more there, as she's offering some good insights as to the fact that suffering builds rather than destroys our faith. And she uses her gift of poetry and blends it together with scriptures and with quotes to keep our perspective focused on the one who holds us, as you had in that one poem titled You. As you were talking about music, is there a particular artist or songs that have really impacted you when it comes to maybe a season in life you were going through and a song spoke to you in a certain kind of a way, or maybe a quote from someone in particular?
Well, I listen to all different kinds of music at different times. I know this isn't really... Sherry Keggy is one person who I do really appreciate her music and how it reaches the heart. I also like Steve Green and Michael W. Smith and a lot of those contemporary artists. But I just really like to listen to the words and remember, you know, that their soothing comfort comes, it's all based on truth, and that's what we need to fill our souls. And we talked about rest and giving it all to God. And I just found another quote, verse, poem trio, because everything's kind of connected that way through the book. You might have noticed that it's not just a mishmash. They all flow like mm-hmm. a story almost.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is by Pierre Wolf. It's a quote that says, our weakness should render us able to speak to God with daring, for love is vulnerable to weakness. Psalm 55 says, cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. And then he says, throw me all your passing worries, pressing thoughts, and testy weights. Past confusions, mass intrusions, throw me all your human hates. Letting go, you'll find true lightness from the one who took your shame. I'm a pro at trading burdens. After all, that's why I came.
Mm.
So that's the kind of God we have. He wants us to just give it to him, and he can handle it and walk us through this journey, whatever our feelings are toward him. He still loves us.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate your words of encouragement here this morning, Cheryl, and as you communicate that, I think it's a challenge we can all walk away with of, are we communicating with God in that type of way? Is there that honest communication with him, and you know, in right relationship with him, there should be there, and we should be in his word and seeing the truth that you're highlighting through the poems, and again, giving folks encouragement here, particularly at this time of the year. But this is certainly a 12-month-a-year kind of thing, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And we're all on a faith journey. It doesn't matter where we're at. There's still room for improvement, for our faith to grow. And it does that as we meditate on, you know, the things above, the things that are good and lovely and true and pure. Those are the things, as we get into the Word, that our faith is built.
Well, Cheryl, blessings to you. Thanks again for the time here this morning. I encourage people to find out more at afriendinthestorm.com. That is the title of this book of poetry and quotes and scripture references, again, to encourage in the midst of suffering. A real honest look at that through her poetry. So, Cheryl, thank you, and we do wish you well, certainly, with the issues as far as the roof there. I trust things work out well for you. So thanks again for
thank
the time
you.
Today.
That's
all right. Cheryl, Merry Christmas to you as well. Cheryl Ricker, our guest.